Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien here back with the 9to5 Google Daily for January 17th, 2020. Our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So according to a report from the guys over at Android Police, Google is working directly with Valve to bring Steam to Chrome OS, which could of course be possible thanks to the utilization of Chrome OS's Linux compatibility. You might already know that this is technically possible with a workaround, but without native support, many games simply won't run, and then when you do get them running, performance is poor at best in most cases. Considering that we'll see AMD models with discrete graphics coming in the future, we may eventually be able to play some CSGO on our Chromebooks and Chrome OS tablets in the future. Google has partnered directly with British Telecom, aka BT, in the UK to offer free Stadia Premiere subscriptions and hardware to new subscribers to internet and TV services. There are some pretty enticing deals which will hopefully increase the player base of the game streaming platform, and maybe we'll see Google do more work with retailers and carriers elsewhere in the globe soon. This Stadia news is also complemented by Google confirming that they are working to bring a minimum of 120 more titles to Stadia throughout 2020, with at least 10 exclusive titles penciled in for the first half of the year alone. This also comes as CD Projekt Red confirmed that the highly anticipated Cyberpunk 2077 is slipping from an April release to September on all platforms. We're also going to see 4K gaming on PC on Stadia within the next 3 months, with some more features also set to be steadily included. Google Duo on web has very quietly dropped the need for a telephone number to take and place calls from your contacts on web, making it far easier for you to use just an email. It's very easy to place a call. Receiving them on your desktop, though, is a little harder, as it needs a mini workaround whereby you need to be in your contacts' recent caller list. Apart from that, though, the service is working absolutely fine without you needing a telephone number on web. And finally, Xiaomi has confirmed that its Poco sub-brand is now a standalone entity, which hints that we'll see a follow-up to the wildly successful Poco F1 at some point in 2020. Let's hope they can match the almost unrivaled value of the device that remolded the budget flagship segment way back in 2018, would you believe? Seeing as though it's Friday for the Deal Hungry, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include the Xiaomi Mi Band 4, which tracks heart rate and more with Wear OS at $33. That's down from the regular $49 price tag and within $4 of the best price we've tracked all time. You can also save on Samsung's Galaxy Tab S5e, which gets its first price cut to $350 from the regular $400 price tag. You'll find all of this and more over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter as well, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of the latest deals and the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Of course, that was a super quick overview of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is, of course, available every Wednesday.